This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ. The 17 Bible Periods, Lesson 1. From Genesis to Revelation, there are 17 different Bible periods. The Bible opens up with the first Bible period before the flood. This period contains those events that occur before the flood of Noah's day, events like the creation account, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the first sin committed by man, the story or narrative of Cain and Abel. We transition from the first period before the flood to the flood itself. And so this period contains the narrative of Noah and God warning Noah about a coming flood and Noah building an ark just as God commanded. The flood waters come and Noah, his wife, his three sons, and their three wives are all saved. They're on the ark, and then the flood waters recede, and it comes time for them to exit the ark. They exit, and they go down in the valley of Mesopotamia, and God says to man to multiply and replenish the earth, to scatter abroad. But as time had went by, man did not scatter. And so the third Bible period is the scattering of the people. You might remember in Genesis 11 the story of the Tower of Babel and how God confounded the language of the people, and God scattered the people. From that point in the Bible, we follow the lineage of Shem. And from Shem will come Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we know them as the patriarchs. And so the fourth Bible period is the patriarchs. To quickly review, the first four periods, all found in the book of Genesis, are before the flood, the scattering of the people, the patriarchs. We hope that you'll continue to follow us as we survey the 17 periods of the Bible.